Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Some of you are new here and I always forget that, so I just want to welcome you to Pray Every Day. The format is very simple. I read through a book of the Bible, usually at about a chapter at a time, depending on the length of the chapter. Sometimes we have to divide it up like we're doing today. And then I pray for you according to that scripture. And that's basically the gist of the podcast. And that's it. So if this has been powerful for you or helpful, or it's changed the way you viewed your relationship with God and you want to share it, I would love for you to share this podcast with other people. You can share just prayeveryday.show, or you can share a link from whichever platform you're listening, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Google Play, or there's a Pray Every Day app, which is absolutely free, and that's on iTunes and Google Play. It also has devotionals written out for every day of the year. So not only will you hear this and be prayed for, but you can read a devotional that's absolutely free. So anyway, with that in mind, let's go to Luke chapter 24, verses 17 through 34. And in the World English Bible, there we go. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. This is what it said. Jesus said to them, again, he's on the road to Emmaus, "What are you talking about as you walk and are so sad?" One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things which have happened there in these days?" He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "The things that concern Jesus, the Nazarene, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Also, certain women of our company amazed us, having arrived early at the tomb. And when they didn't find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Some of us went to the tomb and found it just like the women had said, but they didn't see him." Jesus said to them, "Foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Christ have to suffer these things and enter into his glory? Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. They came near to the village where they were going, and he acted like he would go further. They urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is almost evening and the day is almost over.' He went in to stay with them. When Jesus had sat down at the table with them, he took the bread and gave thanks. Breaking it, he gave it to them. Their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and then he vanished out of their sight. They said to one another, 'Weren't our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us along the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us?' They rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love this passage, and I love this idea that Cleopas and probably his wife are walking on this road and having this encounter with you, and they didn't know who you were, and then they did know who you were. And I love that it's through the breaking of bread that their eyes were open. Your body was broken for us. And so, Lord, as we go throughout our week, help us to have a Lord's Supper mindset wherever we go, that we remember your body broken for us, that we remember the blood that was shed for us, that we understand what the new covenant means, that we are welcomed into a brand new family, that we are set free from our sins, that we have been cleansed, and you have brought those sins away from us as far as the east is from the west, that today we can walk in newness of joy. The old has gone, the new has come, and we can have fellowship with each other, and we can have fellowship with you. Lord, we want to hear your voice this week. We want to spend time with you. We want to rest in knowing that you are for us, not against us. Lord, I also just pray, this is kind of a detour, but feel prompted to pray for those who are in predatory relationships right now. And I pray that you would open their eyes to see what's going on so that they can get to a safe place. I pray all of this in your beautiful name, Jesus. I love you so much. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you. Today's podcast is brought to you by the amazing Leslie Leland Fields. She's a friend of mine. She's written 12 books, and she wants to usher you along a journey of storytelling so that you can finally get that story out onto the page. If you're like me, when it's all tangled inside of me, I have a really hard time processing it. But once I get it on the page and it's all there in black and white, I'm able to process that pain. She has a storytelling course that she's offering at a discount this summer. It's called Your Story, Why Your Story Matters and How to Tell It. You can Google that to get there. A one-time payment will give you lifetime access to weekly online classes, self-paced videos, and an online support community of like-minded storytellers. You can also go to Leslie Leland, L-E-Y-L-A-N-D, fields.com/WYSM, Why Your Story Matters. Your story is remarkable. It truly matters. And let Leslie help you how to write it well. Thank you, Leslie, so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I appreciate you.